brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are live. It is the 11th day of April, 2011, the one-month anniversary of the disaster caused by the earthquake and subsequent tsunami that hit the Fukushima nuclear power plant complex, devastating the six reactors that have since gone Chernobyl, melted down, exploded, you name it. Even mainstream news in Japan reporting radiation levels at least four times what Chernobyl was. They've also been hit by another earthquake today directly in the vicinity of Fukushima. And our media is still playing this down as radiation is found in milk and food all over the United States. The EPA has moved to up the levels of what they say safe radiation is. So I guess if you were flying in a spaceship past a supernova and it fried you and killed you, they would just raise the level of radiation and say it was safe, even though you were turned into atoms, even though you were broken down into basically fried dust, they would just raise the level and say that that was safe. Or if you were flying by a neutron star and got several million times safe levels of radiation, they would just raise the level and say this is safe. Just like with the troops and the depleted uranium, which their own Pentagon reports going back decades admitted was deadly and the troops shouldn't be able to use it. It was an emergency backup weapon when nuclear war was already on. Now they just say, hey, boys, use it. No safety precautions needed. Enjoy yourselves. We say it's no longer dangerous. Now, George Soros has had a nice weekend meeting at Bretton Woods 2 in New Hampshire, and he told Bloomberg, and this clip is coming up in the next segment, quote, the big question is whether the U.S. dollar should be the reserve currency. It no longer is. It shares that role with the euro, other currencies, and commodities, but it's not just gold being used as a substitute, but oil too, which is putting upward pressure on the market. Article by Aaron Dykes at Infowars.com from Saturday. Headline, Soros, dollar no longer reserve currency. And we have the video and audio clip there for you. Gold hits record as dollar dips, focus on the Fed, but then the dollar, that was earlier this morning, began to go back up yet again, and gold down by a few dollars, but still at near records. What it's dropped from 1,476 and 21 cents to 1,473 and some change. So we're going to be going over all of that as well today. But the even more insane news I've got for you, and again, every day information of this magnitude is coming out, like government issuing free laptops to school children that aren't really free, paid for by taxpayers, tissue of deception, and then watching them at home in the shower, in their beds, and admitting they're doing it, and then nobody gets in trouble, and it's no big deal. Chicago's school districts ban children bringing their own lunches, period. Signifying the parents are bad, parents can't be trusted. They're actually saying that. We'll be going over that. And then another report out of CNN where, again, they report on it dryly like it's probably a good idea. Supreme Court rules that prosecutors are allowed to know that you're innocent and hold back evidence or basically frame you. So prosecutors are allowed to know you're innocent and even send you to death row. That the Supreme Court says executing innocent people is good. I've read the ruling. This happened a couple weeks ago, a week and a half ago. I wasn't even aware of it. I heard a Genesis show. I was listening on 90.1 this weekend. What, the Free State Project, I think's the name of it. Free Minds Radio. And I heard him reading it out of CNN and I almost ran off the road. I know it's a credible show, so I didn't doubt it. But then I heard on another radio show, kind of doubted what they were saying, so I went and looked it up, and sure enough, what the Free Minds are reporting is absolutely true. So they're just now being public, saying, yes, we want to put innocent people in prison.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
UN-led French troops have smashed into the Ivory Coast. They have taken over the president's compound and have handed him over to the rebels who, on record for 3 weeks, have been running around slaughtering everyone with machetes and machine guns, men, women, and children. Another globalist butchering operation for humanitarian purposes going quite nicely. That's the new globalist model, is they have rebels rebel, and then they send in globalist stormtroopers to engage in extermination as well. And then the gold and oil is promptly handed over directly. So the new colonial imperialism kicking into high gear for humanitarian reasons, of course. And we've got Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer joining us in the second half of the third hour to give us his view on Libya, his view on what's happening on the African continent as well. There on the western side on the Ivory Coast. We also have Webster Griffin Tarpley via cell phone joining us from D.C. To also look at what's happening in the world markets. But on top of that, the move towards an open world government run by private central banks that issue a new level of derivative currencies, that is coming up as well today. We'll also, again, look at what's happening in Africa with Tarpley, who's been calling it with precision from the start. Obviously, most of you probably already know that Japan was hit by another earthquake. They're saying it's between a 6.6 and a 7.1, depending on which Japanese newspaper you look at. and it caused more problems at Fukushima. They've had to evacuate that facility yet again. Of course, they had a big earthquake in Mexico last week. Other earthquakes around the world undoubtedly were entering an intensified tectonic phase right now of world events. We're also going to be getting into more of what's happening in the Middle East, in Israel, in Bahrain, in Jordan, in Saudi Arabia. This weekend, I listened to a lot of news radio. I listened to a lot of the TV channels that are on XM because I can be playing with my children while I'm doing that, or oil painting while I'm doing that, or cleaning the yard up while I'm doing that. I listened to a lot of radio today, not just this morning, but over the weekend. And I heard repeatedly the admission that, yes, all of the Middle Eastern countries are going to fall, that this is actually a good thing for globalism, especially on Bloomberg. They had a lot of experts on, but also on some of the Sunday morning TV shows, just everywhere. They're basically now admitting what many of our experts have pointed out and what I've pointed out here, that this is a globalist destabilization program, that the political atmosphere, the climate was already there with food prices increasing, with the fact that tyrants are in place, both Western installed and propped up, but also organic variety. But that basically the globalists are very happy about this because they like chaos and the pretext to then invade these countries under humanitarian auspices. And that really backs up what Tarpley's saying, what Lindsey Williams is saying, what so many other individuals that we interview are saying. And now, suddenly, that was the talking point this weekend, along with Bretton Woods 2, the dollar's bad. Thank goodness the international bankers are saving us. They've got all the answers. The free market is bad. They want a collectivized central bank run system controlled by the very banks that have orchestrated the crisis. So we're going to be going over all of that news. I'm going to open the phones up as well. We're going to take a lot of calls ahead of our guests joining us, and then we'll take calls during the periods when we don't have guests, because each guest is only joining us for 30 minutes in the second and third hour. So all told, we've got around about an hour and 45 minutes today to be able to intersperse your phone calls on any of the issues I'm raising or any questions or comments. You have the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Okay. That said, I don't want to get into what's happening in Japan and the radiation that's now circled the globe. It's now come back around. The measurements show from what happened a month ago today, the earthquake on the one-month anniversary. I don't want to just mention that and then not really drill down into it with more detail. So at the bottom of the hour, I'll spend 5-10 minutes just covering this. But I do want to underline and highlight this information because it's so big. We, of course, reported a lot last week about the announcements by the EPA. They've now put the new measurements into place as policy, but they're saying that there's a public comment period in the next month if anybody has any questions. But then they promptly, of course, always ignore the public comment. I mean, even in 2000, 2005, 2010, three separate times, the EPA union, as well as large portions of the Food and Drug Administration unions, in one case in 2005, over 90% of their scientists signed the petition with a large dossier, and they've done it three times, with all the evidence of bone cancer, IQ reduction, bone fractures, dental fluorosis caused by fluoride. And so in the last 11 years, three different times they've gone to Congress and testify, they've gone to the EPA and FDA, and over 90% of their scientists sign on to the paper saying sodium fluoride is deadly poison and bioaccumulates, and it needs to be taken out. And the EPA and FDA promptly, completely ignore it until, what was it, January of this year. And they said, okay, we're going to say we shouldn't put 1.2 one parts per million. You should put 0.7 parts per million in the water. It is too much. We should cut it substantively. Many cities, the average is about 1.5, but they were saying we recommend 1.1, but now we say cut it down to 0.7 parts per million. That shows that they do try to ignore you, but when reality sets in, they have to respond at least a little bit. And they also said the same day in January, put out a report saying we need to stop using it as pesticide. They gas fruits and vegetables in warehouses, whether they also have some other varieties. They spray on it, and then it goes through the cell wall of plants and bioaccumulates there. But the globalists know they've got us with the water. And most cities won't cut it because they've already signed contracts to put it in the water. And the lobbyists are lobbying local cities and states. It shows there's really only a few cities moving to reduce it now since even the government said cut it. But they know they're hitting you through what's put in the flour, what's put in many of the processed foods. In some cases, thousands of times the 1.1 part per million. That's why your child will eat some processed food and just vomit it up. It's just pure poison. And that's why so much of the public literally are the equivalent of retarded zombies is because of all this. But see, I'm digressing now. The point is the EPA is – in fact, guys, pull it out of last Wednesday's stack. I had the articles that had the links to the EPA and the EPA's announcements where it – said, well, with strontium, we're going to raise it this many times. And with this isotope, we're going to raise it to 24,997 times what we previously said was safe. And with this radioactive isotope, we're going to raise the safe level 10,000 times because that isn't in my stack. And I want to be able to go back over EPA. Just search the term if you can't find the articles from last week. EPA set to raise limits on safe radiation. The reason I wanted to let you know that's coming up is that I don't have words to describe. I could pull my hair out. I could yell and scream. To just sit here and see the system calmly knowing that we'll just muddle through it as they report the radiation building up in the U.S., in North America as well, not just here, but in Mexico, northern Mexico, and up into Canada, as far north as Alaska. Because they're dumping 7.5 million times safe levels of radiation into the water. It's been off-gassing into the air now for a month straight. They were hit with another earthquake today. And they just calmly report here in the U.S. news. This is out of Forbes. Radiation detected in drinking water in 13 more U.S. cities. Cesium-137. There's cesium and cesium. Cesium-137 in Vermont milk. And it doesn't get any more far east in the U.S. than Vermont, ladies and gentlemen. And you notice what's scary here is it's universities, it's states, and it's cities. And every time they first report it, then they don't ever retract it. They're just told to shut up by the feds. And the feds, a month in, are not releasing any radiation numbers, though they have the most detailed and expensive systems. So when you just do a Geiger counter with background radiation, it only shows a small increase. That's just the general background. But it's when that stuff starts building up in the plants, in the animals, and then in the cows and the milk we drink. So I'll be getting into that more. Also, Japan nuclear radiation 4 times Chernobyl levels outside evacuation zone. The Japanese have expanded the circumference of the radiation zone. I'm going to get more into this. I have a tendency to say I'm going to cover this later and then start getting into it now. It's just we will see increased cancers, as Dr. Bob Bowman said 3 weeks ago on this show, 3 degrees in nuclear physics, former head of the Star Wars program. But it won't be falling over dead in a month or even a year. It'll just be more leukemias, more cancers. And they are reporting in all over the Japanese news, 4 times Chernobyl levels. The governor of the prefecture where the Fukushima plant is based, the prefecture of Fukushima, saying they've been totally betrayed. People are getting the radiation sickness, and the government, they say, lied to them and kept telling them levels were safe, and that previously they lied to them and said, these reactors are safe. Well, I mean, what do you expect, governor? I mean, you expect central governments, to be truthful, they're universally run by dictators, scum, criminals, filth. What the Founding Fathers explained to us.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
349, 359, 379. How much pain to the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe. American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Receive 5% off when you purchase two or more units. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
He's found a dime, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
We got a long way to go.
Long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Thank you for joining us. We are live. It is Monday, the 11th day of April, 2011. Americans are getting ready to write their checks. Americans that still pay taxes, about half the population doesn't have to pay private taxes to the private Federal Reserve, but many Americans are getting ready to write their checks to the private offshore banking cartel. Now, getting into the police state news, this is out of the Chicago Tribune. Chicago school banned some lunches brought from home. See, that's written to make it sound reasonable, but it's certain parts of the Chicago area, certain school districts are banning them entirely, where you cannot bring school lunches. And the school officials, not servants, but the school officials, and we'll show folks a document cam shot of this article for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, are saying, yes, that parents can't be trusted. The school will decide what your children eat. And, of course, this is openly stating that the government believes that your children belong to them and that they know how to make the best decisions. Remember 3 years ago, a ruling at the state level in California that homeschooling was now illegal? And they said because the state has decided that we can give you a better education than your parents, and unless you have a state-issued teaching license, you cannot teach your children. Now, it was later overturned by a federal court, but it shows the attitude of government. Your children belong to us, and the public schools all over the country train the kids how to spy on their parents. Here in Austin, they give them credit cards where they put money credits on them. You get $200 for turning in parents. They ask, what is in your medicine cabinet? This goes back 9 years ago. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. The local TV ad put out by the Austin Police Department about bonus recruitment month and report what's happening in school and outside of school and turn in a family member and get $200. That's the biggest cash reward you can get. And the kids are all smiling, being handed their barcode cards with their names on it as part of their tattletale system to remind them to be good little spies for the system. So this is going on everywhere. Homeland Security tried to recruit my dad, the other dentist at his office. They've talked to other professionals. They're all getting Homeland Security visits. But don't report on the $376 billion laundered by Wachovia and Wells Fargo of drug money and their chartering of the aircraft. Don't report the DU killing the troops. Don't report government corruption. Just report on your neighbors. As the Walmart telescreens say, don't trust anyone but government. To encourage healthful eating. See, it's a positive article. And you read the headline, it's like, oh, they banned some lunches. That sounds reasonable. Then you read deeper. No. That was before it was just some lunches, some things. Now it's everything. You don't bring a lunch, period. It's some school districts. So everything here is written to be deceptive. To encourage healthful eating, Chicago school doesn't allow kids to bring lunches or certain snacks from home. Lunches, period, or certain snacks. See, lunches, period, but then you can't bring snacks unless they say it's okay. And some parents and many students aren't fans of the policy. What about they have rights and liberty? These are our children. We'll decide. Remember the girl that got arrested for a Luden's cough drop? That's in the candy aisle. Luden's has no drugs in it, nothing. Fernando Dominguez cut the figure of a young revolutionary leader during a recent lunch period at elementary school. Oh, he's a revolutionary. Who thinks the lunch is not good enough? The seventh grader shouted to his lunchmates in Spanish and English. Dozens of hands flew into the air, and fellow students shouted along, we should bring our own lunch. We should bring our own lunch. Oh, they will arrest you. We should bring our own lunch. So you will buy everything at the sharecropper company store. You can't buy anything from an outside general store if you're a slave sharecropper. You've got to only buy it from the company store. Many school districts for a decade plus make you thumb scan to get library books or to buy food. Then they track what you're buying. Fernando waved his hand over the crowd and asked a visiting reporter, do you see the situation? At his public school, Little Village Academy on Chicago's West Side, students are not allowed to pack lunches from home because you're prisoners. You don't let your biological slave parents make you food. Unless they have a medical excuse, they must eat the food served in the cafeteria. And see, there's no law. It's a policy. So there's no law to take vaccines. They just say it is the law. And when you call them on their bluff, they go, oh, actually, there's none. The principal said that they're protecting the children from unhealthful food choices, meaning their parents. We're going to come back and finish up with this before we get into the government saying, we'll tell you what lunches to have or how much salt, but radiation, we're raising the levels and saying it's safe. And then Supreme Court rules, prosecutors are allowed to withhold evidence or lie about you. Oh, yes. It's good to put innocent people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Coming at you live.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming at you with millions of watts of truth. Thank you for joining us. Okay, cutting right back into the police state. The principal, Aliza Carmona, said her intention is to protect students from their own unhealthful food choices. See, they decide if you can homeschool. They decide if you take vaccines or not. They decide if there's sodium fluoride in your water or not. The government, it decides. When the government says jump, you say how high. She continues, nutrition-wise, it's better for the children to eat at the school. The principal continued saying, that's a quote. See, this headline in Chicago Tribune should be, schools ban parents preparing lunches. But it isn't. It's Chicago school bans some lunches brought from home. That's meant to sound reasonable. This was written to sell the policy. That's not even an accurate headline. It's, they wanted to water it down, but still be honest, some schools and districts ban lunches from home. Not school bans some lunches, so the average person goes, well, obviously, what is it, a bunch of cupcakes? Now you've got the food police? No, it's everything, period. And parents are testing it, sending nothing but what is seen as the most healthy. No, The school police take it and throw it in the trash, and if you do it again, you're going in school suspension, and after that, you're kicked out. And now when schools kick you out, they'll slap criminal charges on top of it, claiming you're truant when they triggered you being kicked out. Nutrition-wise, it's better for the children to eat at the school. She says she's now the mommy. She's now the daddy. Not you, not the parents. You don't know what's best if your child has an allergy or whatever the case is. The school, the public school, is going to decide. Already nationwide, dodgeball banned, tag banned, then running at recess, wrestling, and now in some schools, touching. Can't shake hands, can't arm wrestle. You're prisoners. All of this, America is being turned into one giant social engineered prison, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're the low-level, useless, useful idiot control freaks. No, they don't know. It's about the nutrition and the excellent quality food that we are able to serve in the lunchroom. This is a quote from the principal. It's milk versus Coke, but with allergies and any medical issue, of course, we will make an exception. Oh, how nice of them. Carmona said she created the policy 6 years ago after watching students bring bottles of soda and flaming hot chips on field trips for their lunch. Although she would not name any schools that employ such practices, she said it was fairly common. And then they have the Chicago school district saying that Chicago public school spokeswoman said, we will not tell you which schools do it, but others are. In fact, listen, parents and general public, slaves, we won't even tell you what schools do this. You don't like us doing it? We won't even tell you. That's classified information. And, of course, everybody knows about the big lobbies. You wonder why at school it's milk, cheese, more meat, whether that's good or bad for you. The point is, what you eat in school lunch programs is what big companies lobby for you to get. That's been written about for decades. You want some raspberries and strawberries from Mexico that have had human feces sprayed on them? Remember 1998? Tens of thousands of children got hepatitis from it? So what? It's good for you. It's good for you. All the Coke machines and Twinkie machines and candy bar machines in the schools, with the kids getting those because they make money, there's no problem with that, but you're not going to pack your child's lunch. Do you understand, slave? And it goes on to say that they must take the cafeteria meals or go hungry. That's a quote. And it says the children take the food they're given, but most of it goes in the garbage uneaten. You will eat the prison food. What do you think? Prisoners can bring their own food in? You think this is America? This is a Chinese re-education camp. And it goes on to say, though CPS has improved the nutritional quality of its meals this year, it has also been a drop-off in meal participation among students, many of whom say the food tastes bad. Doesn't matter, prisoners. Just like in private prisons and government prisons, where the diets in some cases are 80% soy and the men are becoming sick, the women are having increased breast cancer, doesn't matter if all that soy causes problems. You're going to eat it. I mean, after all, in prisons all over the country, they're still doing illegal medical experiments on people, and it comes out all the time and nobody gets in trouble. I mean, after all, our government's been caught just recently all over Latin America injecting people with live syphilis. I mean, that's a loving thing. That's what, are you against it? And the article just goes on with, you must buy the lunch, and it's horrible, and nobody likes it, but that's the way it is. Okay. You're not allowed to bring bananas, oranges, or even grapes. Nothing is allowed. No food. Children have tried to bring their own lunches, again, with nothing but fruit and vegetables. Trash cans. Ugh! And all over the country. You think this is bad? For at least 14 years, I've seen AP, Reuters articles. I've pulled them up here on air countless times. They just had another one a few weeks ago where they do an unannounced drill, generally at elementary schools, and a man comes with a gun to the door. The teacher doesn't even know, almost has a heart attack. They line the kids up and say, we're going to kill you now. We're homeschoolers against public education. Or we're a group against open borders. That was the latest thing in the AP 2 weeks ago. We're a pro-gun group. We're going to kill you now. And they march the kids out in the parking lot, blow a bus up. I've actually been to one of these events in Belton. They blow a bus up or a car, fire shoots out, And if the 8-year-olds weren't defecating themselves then, it's just urination, defecation. I mean, this is in the news. Then they lock them down and won't let them go out all day. No lunch is allowed to show them how. You can go pull this up. You think I'm joking. All over the country, it's the same psych warfare federally written. The schools always say, well, we're just following what the feds wrote. We're just following the program to get this federal grant, this safety grant. And they'll lock them down in the school all day in their room, no lunch allowed. And to show them what a real lockdown's like, these are quotes from the news, then they have to urinate and defecate in buckets. Oh, you don't believe me? Guys, search children forced to use bathroom in trash can during school drill. 2 weeks ago, it was the group attacking unannounced was a anti-open border group. And then the parents are under mind control. The school goes, sorry, we had to do it. Your kids have nightmares. It's because the anti-immigration groups might attack or the homeschoolers might attack. And the parents, most of them go, well, I'm not going to get mad at authority figures because I feel powerless subconsciously. I'm going to get mad at the gun group. That's right. There's an imaginary gun group that made my 6-year-old. And if you think they'll stop with the kids, remember just the last year they had unannounced drills, a large pharmacy chain. Had unannounced drills where a man would come in with a gun and rob them, and it was a drill mandated by the insurance company. All of this is to create the perception of crime. These drills are giant re-education camps. You watch the movie Red Dawn, that's based on real type composites that have happened in different areas of the world where they're in the sports stadium, and the parents come up to the fence to talk to their kids, and they're bleeding, and they've been beaten. And what they do in a re-education camp is they say, we've got food if you accept and help beat the other people in here. If you decry the Bill of Rights and Constitution. If you say America's bad. If you'll become a spy for us. That's what Camp X-Ray is at Guantanamo Bay, where so many of the rebel leaders now used to overthrow other countries are shipped out. The head rebel, who is admittedly al-Qaeda, was trained at a, quote, unnamed black site. They grab them. Torture them for 5-6 years, brainwash them, prepare them, put them in power. And that's what a re-education camp is. Well, if you study re-education camps, public schools are re-education brainwashing camps. First, you got to go and thumbprint and get a special ID to be able to go in and get your kids. Then even if you're pulling them up to pick them up and the teacher knows who you are and got a thumbprint, got a face scan. You know, all these systems going in. Meanwhile, the government, DynCorp, and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping rings. They don't get in trouble. But you have got to go through all this. So there it is. And I got a bunch of other news I want to get to and then your phone calls. Meanwhile, our media hardly even criticizes China anymore. Beijing police halt unapproved church services. Well, in America, if you don't get a 501c3, for your church, even though under the First Amendment it's totally legal and lawful, they tricked you 60 years ago to sign on to a charity. And the big denomination standardized it by ordering all their subgroups throughout the country and the world to sign up for a 501c3, which takes you from being a religious institution under the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And so all the big denominations in the 50s and 60s shifted over to, we still get our tax exemption. We're just now a charitable organization and can't be involved in political activity. And so I've seen Baptist churches in Austin issue sheets. Don't talk bad about abortion. Don't talk bad about the war. Don't talk bad about the president. You're not allowed to talk about politics or we'll lose our 501c3, even at church barbecues and church field trips. Meanwhile, Media Matters 501c3 can openly say, we are here to wreck media, take over alternative media in guerrilla warfare. We work for George Soros. We will destroy you. And they're like, absolutely, your 501c3 is fine. But that doesn't matter. Churches don't have to be under 501c3. But remember the Indianapolis Baptist Temple there for 40-something years? Not 501c3. They SWAT teamed them, hit them hard. Oh, but America's so free. I mean, they took those pastors to jail. China, they just kicked them out of the church. And I guess China's doing what's needed. Beijing police halt unapproved church service. Great job. Oh, let me get to the other news here. I heard this over the weekend and had trouble believing it, but I went and looked it up, and sure enough, it was true. Rogue prosecutors get licensed to lie and cheat. That was the headline on the Libertarian blog that boiled down a bunch of mainstream news articles. Here are those articles linked. Now, Again, just like the Chicago Tribune had an article about, a few things are banned from school and your lunch, to make it sound reasonable, then you read the first paragraph, all lunches are banned from parents, period. Period. Bananas, you name it, all of it. Wheat bread, everything. We'll make it simple. The school knows best. They actually say that. Just like this deceptive headline. Supreme Court rules against exonerated death row inmate who sued prosecutors. And then you read deeper into this. It says they knowingly put him in prison, knowing he was completely guilty, and basically knowing who the real suspects were. And then they continue to try to suppress that information while he was on death row. It turns out about a third of the people on death row are completely innocent. But they don't care. And they say conservative justices prevailed and are allowing the district attorney's office to have no liability and to overturn the $14 million award for wrongful conviction. A man who spent 14 years on death row and successfully sued the New Orleans prosecutors. It's like Glenn Beck a few months ago saying, now Google is working with George Soros in the UN, and they are overthrowing things, and they are with the CIA and NSA, but I'm not with the liberals who think that the government is spying on you without warrants or that Google is. I'm a conservative. So he's saying, if you're a conservative, you like being spied on. If you're a conservative, you don't like justice and due process. It's the same thing here. Why the conservative justices, see, they kill one side of the Bill of Rights, and the liberals, they kill the Second Amendment and property rights and things like that. So one group, you know, we'll get rid of these rights and you get rid of those. What's the old saying? Guys, pull up the nursery rhyme. He could eat no fat, she could eat no lean. So between them, they licked the platter clean. I want to get the exact nursery rhyme so I get their names right. But see, the Democrats eat all the fat and the Republicans eat all the meat. And between the two of them, they lick the platter clean. And they're all hypocrites. They all love war. They all love invasion and death and police state. And we're going to decide what type of food you can eat. We're going to take the salt out of your diet. There it is. Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. So between them both, you see, they lick the platter clean. Origins. The name Jack Spratt was used of people of small stature in the 16th century. The little people, the poor people who didn't get as good a diet. This rhyme was an English proverb from at least the mid-17th century, appearing in John Clark's collection of sayings in 1639 in the form of Jack will eat no fat and Joel doth love no lean, yet betwixt them both they lick the dishes clean. The saying entered the canon of English nursery rhymes when it was printed in Mother Goose's Melody around 1765, but it may have been adopted for use with children much earlier in popular culture. I think that's enough. The point is, between the Republicans and Democrats, both sides play the liberty people on one issue, but then always compromise and sell it out while attacking it on the other. So, to make a long story short, I've seen the Dallas Crime Lab, the Houston Crime Lab, the Tulia Crime Lab, the San Antonio Crime Lab, just where I live in Texas growing up. When it came out 4 or 5 years ago that tens of thousands of innocent people were sent to prison in Texas, and that just in Houston, and that they knew they were all totally innocent, and they would just ask prosecutors, you want them to be guilty? Okay, we found their blood. And they'd hold up a little red slide to the jury. This is his blood. He did it. The jury's like, we get off on licking boots of government. You're going to prison, boy. Kind of like that federal jury with Bernard von Nuthaus, 13 years coining his own silver, speaking out against the Federal Reserve as, to be technical, there's more than 14 major private mints, thousands of different coin dealers who make their own coins, to be technical. So totally legal, totally lawful, always has been. Even the Wall Street Journal had to admit that. Even the Associated Press was shocked because it wasn't illegal. Doesn't matter. They found a jury that he's going to 15 years in prison. Just like they're arresting people all over the country now I'm seeing reports of the silver dollars put out in the 60s. I remember being a kid and pulling through McDonald's with my dad and him paying for stuff with, you know, the silver dollars. Oh, no, people, you try to pay for the $2 bill. Arrested. You're like, but officer, it's money. No, it's not. And once they put you in the squad car, it's over. They've got juries that would send a baby to the gas chamber if they were told to. I mean, they don't care. It's pure evil. Ladies and gentlemen, I've told you the stories. I was somebody growing up who was not involved in any crime, nothing. Only thing I've ever stolen was a candy bar when I was like three. My mom caught me in the car. I didn't even know I was stealing. I just picked it up, made me bring it back and apologize. And then a few times we grabbed beer out of golf carts at the country club. Because, you know, the golfers will be completely drunk with huge ice chests of alcohol. And we'd go to the country club sometimes when, just like Spalding in Caddyshack when he's going down the side of the bar grabbing the half-drunk drinks. You know, you're 13 years old. You like beer. Yeah, okay, I've done that. Cop calls me in because I was talking about the police dealing drugs. And he said, Alex, you talk about government drug dealing or police drug dealing anymore, we're going to take you and hang in your cell. That was when I got arrested one time. I'm compositing the different stories together. Another time, slammed my head in the table, took me in the principal's office, kicked the principal out, and said, black people are going to rape you and give you AIDS. You're going to prison. We know you're stealing stereo equipment. And I said, I don't steal. He goes, Alex, listen, you little bleeper. I know you didn't steal it. What I'm saying is I'm going to put you in jail, and blacks are going to rape you. That's who runs America. Drug dealing, narcotics, scum, filth. Criminals run everything. And now the prosecutors have been told, frame everybody. Party time. Down with America.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
All over the country, police forces are being quietly federalized. Threat fusion centers are being put in. Most major police departments are as corrupt as it gets and frame people en masse while allowing the illegal aliens to go free. That's on record in 800-plus sanctuary cities. There is no justice in this country. And now they're coming after our free speech. There is no private property as they raise the property taxes all over the country. You don't really own your land. And we need to realize that this is the way every major society goes. But to have the Supreme Court rule that, prosecutors are allowed to withhold evidence that you're innocent and basically frame you. That's the Washington Post or CNN. High court says exonerated inmate cannot sue prosecutors. And then you read deeper, even though they knowingly knew he was innocent and had the evidence. And you're not allowed in Chicago schools, many of them, to pack your own lunch. Your parents aren't allowed to either. See, that's freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And, honey, we ain't got anything if we don't have freedom, if we're not free. It's really that simple. All right, this is what I'll do. I'll start the next hour and go to about 20 minutes of calls because I want to get to everybody. And then I'll get into the radiation situation. The government says, don't worry. We're raising the levels to thousands of times safe levels. So don't worry, that problem's handled. I'll get into this more with Tarpley as well. But Aaron Dykes has this article he wrote Saturday, Soros, dollar no longer reserve currency. And here is the clip from Bloomberg that is the basis of his article, where at the Bretton Woods 2 this weekend, he told Bloomberg, who was fully ensconced there with continued coverage of how great the bankers are and how thankful we should be to them for wrecking everything by design. And Soros went on to say, the big question is whether the U.S. dollar should be the reserve currency. It no longer is. It shares that role with the euro, other currencies, and commodities. But it's not just gold being used as a substitute, which it is, but oil, too, which is putting upward pressure on the market. Let's go ahead and play George Soros.
You're like that now, and if so, which economy? Is it still the United States?
Well, there's a big question whether the U.S. Dollar should be the main reserve currency. And in fact, it no longer is, because it maybe accounts for two-thirds of the monetary reserves. But the euro is an alternative, and there's a lot of diversification into other currencies and even more into commodities, not only gold, but actually oil. Oil is now an asset class for investors, and that has put some upward pressure on the commodities.
All right, there's Dr. Evil for you. He'll be very happy when he makes his way into Hades. He'll fit in nicely there with all the other parasites of history. Now, the bigger issue that came out of this, again, listening to Bloomberg Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, they have audio Bloomberg TV with all these snakes making a parade through. I was spent hours a day listening. They were very happy and very pleased with the economists they had on and many others. I heard no one that wasn't happy. They've all decided, and they said U.S. policymakers are quietly agreeing, like Geithner did 2 years ago in China, that yes, they are looking at getting rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency, and that they agree at the meeting that needs to happen. So there's your big news. In fact, we should have another headline. Problem is I have to ferret out all those quotes, but I know I've got them here in my stack, where they're saying, oh, yes, the policymakers agreed at the meeting and the private banks that we should move away. And so you get these meetings of the bankers that give the orders to the government bureaucrats that are the former CEOs of those companies or directors. Kind of like the SPP meeting on North American Union. It was over 100 CEOs there on record giving the three government leaders, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., their orders, and they were saying yes, sir, to them. Yes, sir, Mr. Soros.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.